Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. Welcome to Wednesday. All right. Look, I am sick and tired of hearing about Ronna McDaniel and NBC and all that garbage that went down. We already know that NBC and all that over there is a leftist propaganda state media. We already know that. So her being fired, her being hired and then turning around being fired by the whatever. I don't care anymore. It's old news. Yet Mike Slater on the way in this morning is still talking about it. 20 minutes. He started a show with it at 5 o'clock. When I pulled into work at 5:20, he's still talking about it. Move on. We already know how they all are. That is not news to me. I've already heard it. I heard it all day yesterday. We get it. We know. All right. All right. So I guess I need to talk about, y'all, Sean Diddy. What in the world? Okay, I'm going over here to my X file because I put it down on my profile, on my feed over here. And, oh, y'all, I had no freaking idea that any of this was going on with Sean Diddy. Oh, I pulled up the wrong one. Okay, well, that's kind of related to it. We'll talk about that later. All right, Sean Diddy. This is from the New York Post, and it is written by Dana Kennedy. It could be over for Sean Diddy Combs and his seemingly bulletproof billion dollar empire. First, before I go on, speaking of billion dollars, I have to make a correction from yesterday's episode. I said that Trump's bond money or whatever it was that he had to put up, it was over $400 million, and they moved it to 1.7. That was incorrect. I knew it was incorrect. They moved it down to 176, not 1.76, 176. Anyway, sorry. All right, moving on. Let's see, back to the article with Sean Diddy. Y'all, this is incredible. He has a very questionable past that he's been able to control because of his power for a very long time. Derek Parker, who was a detective in the NYPD's Rap Intelligence Unit, a.k.a. Hip Hop Cops, told the Post, oh my gosh, no, tell me it's not Hip Hop Cops. And why is the NYPD in on it when this happened in California and Miami? All right. But it looks to me like someone is behind this, someone who really wants to destroy his brand and take him down. Parker was referring to Homeland Security agents swarming Combs' homes in Los Angeles and Miami in a TV thriller-style surprise raid. Come on. I guess it was, kind of. It played out on Twitter. The cross-country invasion was reportedly related to sex trafficking allegations, law enforcement sources told the Post. Meanwhile, a dazed-looking Combs, aged 54, was seen at the Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport Monday afternoon after his private jet was stopped by feds on the tarmac, apparently bound for a Caribbean spring break with some of his 7 kids. So did he not make it? I thought he made it there. I thought he left. Around the same time, the entrepreneur's alleged drug mule, Brendan Paul, 25 years old, was arrested on suspicion of cocaine and marijuana possession in Miami. That's the second story I wanted to bring to you about this Brendan Paul guy. It all happened almost one day to the month since Rodney Lil Rod Jones, a former producer and videographer for Diddy, filed an explosive lawsuit claiming the music mogul repeatedly sexually assaulted him from September 2022 to November 2023. Jones accused Combs of groping his genitals and grooming him into having sex. Y'all remember those videos with him and Justin Bieber when Bieber was just a teenage bopper? Sad to think what had went down there. Diddy's attorney, Sean Hawley, previously told Page Six that Lil Rod is nothing more than a liar who filed the $30 million lawsuit shamelessly looking for an undeserved payday. After the news of the raid broke, old videos and interviews resurfaced online, some showing Usher, who was only 13 when he was sent to Diddy's Puff Flavor Camp at the Improzio Lux Scarsdale Mansion. Yeah, there was an interview showed of him as grown Usher on the Howard Stern show. And he kind of admitted that some shady shit went down there at the camp when he was 13, seeing stuff he shouldn't be seeing at 13, perhaps participating in it too, because, you know, he was 13, didn't know any better. And Howard Stern said, would you send your kids there today? And Usher said, hell no. So, yeah, there you go. This article also talks about that. I'm going to stop there. You can go finish reading it. It's a long article. I suggest that you do. I want to go over here to this next article, though, that's related. This ex-Syracuse basketball player, Brendan Paul, alleged to be Sean Diddy Combs' drug mule. He's 25. He played for Syracuse basketball. Brendan Paul, the man who was arrested by federal agents this week and has been accused of being Sean Diddy Combs' drug mule, is a former basketball player at Syracuse. He's 25 years old. He was arrested by federal agents at Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport on Monday as he was seeking to board the private jet with the rapper. So they arrested him and they didn't take Sean Diddy in? Why? That is confusing. How come they took the rapper in, but they didn't take Sean Diddy in? How did Sean Diddy get away? And yet they raided his homes. They had him right there on the airport. How come they didn't arrest Sean Diddy? I want to know. Feds working with Homeland Security and Border Patrol allegedly found drugs suspected to be cocaine and marijuana, edibles in Paul's bag. Paul, he sounds like he's going to be the fall guy for all of this. Paul played for Syracuse's basketball team as a walk-on for two seasons before transferring to Division II Fairmont State in 2020. He appeared in six. Okay, who cares about the games? In Rodney Jones' lawsuit against Combs, Paul was allegedly the rap mogul's drug mule. The suit claimed that Paul acquires and distributes Mr. Combs' guns and drugs. So the guns belong to Sean Diddy, but they don't arrest Sean Diddy. Okay. Not that you can be arrested for having guns, but you know. The drugs that Paul was arrested with this week have not been linked. Oh, okay. They have not been linked to Diddy. Okay. But they raided his house. Paul was released on a $2,500 bond. Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles were raided this week by the Homeland Security Investigations Human Trafficking Task Force. Last November, Diddy settled a lawsuit brought by his ex-girlfriend, Cassandra Ventura, that alleged sexual abuse. Combs has been facing other lawsuits in recent months. In a December statement, he spoke about other cases. So, did you know that there were dogs that can sniff out digital media? Now, I don't know what that means, but there are digital sniffing dogs. You know what I'm trying to say. You know the deal. You know the thing. There's dogs out there that have trained to sniff out digital media. And I guess they're trying to find all this digital, these videos and stuff that Sean has apparently recorded all of this stuff. They're saying he had cameras in all these rooms and, oh, it's horrible. I mean, it's ridiculous. Go follow that story if you're into that kind of thing. It's crazy. It's crazy that I didn't know about this. Maybe you did. I don't know. It seems to me that Sean Diddy hasn't been in the news lately. But I don't know. It's crazy. I don't understand it. All right, we're going to move on. The other story that I had, sports related. Okay, ready? Kind of sports related. Kind of. Well, I guess Brendan Paul, the ex-Syracuse basketball player, could be considered my sports topic too. All right, here we go. Ex-Mets pitcher Chasen Bradford arrested on DUI charge the day after he graduated from police academy. What in the world? Okay, a former Mets pitcher was arrested for an alleged drunk driving incident last week, only 24 hours into being sworn in as a Nevada police officer. Chasen Bradford, 34, who spent 1 year in Queens as a reliever, was still probationary officer with the Henderson Police Department when he was charged with one count of driving while under the influence, a misdemeanor. The department had just welcomed 14 new graduated officers from the police academy on March 21st. before Bradford was arrested the following day. On the evening of March 22, 2024, one of those graduating officers chose to drink and drive, resulting in their arrest by the Henderson Police Department. A statement by the Henderson Police Chief, Bradford was seen swerving all over the road and hitting medians, my goodness, and driving up on a curb, during his late night joyride, according to multiple reports citing an arrest report. So you can go finish reading that. I don't know what's going to happen to him. The probationary officer was promptly terminated and is no longer a member of the Henderson Police Department. Wow. There you go. Graduated from the academy. One day later, gets arrested and you are fired for driving drunk. There you go. I put that out on my X file if you want to go read that. Also, I put out here, I'm not going to read anything from this story. You can go read it if you wish. It's Israeli hostage recalls horrific sexual assault by Hamas captor, becoming first to speak about the abuse. Shoved the gun at my forehead. That is from the New York Post. I put that out there. I wonder who wrote that. I bet it's Miranda Devine. Let's see. Nope, it's Catherine Donlevy. So you can go read that if you'd like. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to do the question of the day, which is going to be, what sporting event can you recall that's most memorable to you? I remember, I think it was Cal, let me go look it up first. Yes, it was Cal Ripken Jr. and where he breaks Lou Gehrig's record on September 6th in 1995. The Ironman eclipsed the 2,130 consecutive games record set by Lou Gehrig. I remember that. My daughter was actually, we were brand new in our house. She was born in April 1995, and this happened in September. So my son wasn't even born yet. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I remember that. I remember watching it live when it happened. It was so incredible. I even teared up, and I'm not a big sports person. Never have been a big sports person. Never have been a big baseball. Well, I say not on my own anyway. Baseball was big in my family growing up with my grandpa. But, yeah, we watched it as it happened, and it was very emotional. I even teared up a little bit. I remember that. So my question of the day for you is, do you remember any kind of sporting event? It could have been like, was it Joe Montana that broke his leg, or was it him? Or am I confusing him with somebody else? Or I can't remember. Any kind of sporting event that you remember, like legendary that you can remember. That's my question of the day. I think you know what I'm trying to say. I guess that's all I have. So, man, I want to do some more X spaces soon. Just got to figure out a good time and when to do it. I want to do co-host with somebody too, a different co-host each week though, and talk about current events. I think that would be fun. I've listened in on a lot of these Twitter spaces, and it's interesting. It's really good. It's good information. All right, I got to go. You guys have a good day. Thanks for listening. My name is Carol, and these are my remarks.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!